Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Asian markets show no consistent way of engaging with brands. Germany's online shoppers value brand transparency and Rakuten has boosted its C2C business after acquiring the app Frill. A study by Experian has concluded that countries in Asia have no consistent way of engaging with brands. The study found that whilst email was the preferred way of engaging with a brand in the Singaporean and Thai markets, SMS led the way in Hong Kong, with chat apps taking top spot in Malaysia and China. Across the 1,200 people questioned in the study across six Asian markets, only 31% of those in Singapore look on social media for brand information, whilst the number exceeded 67% in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the study also looked into which channels provided the most online to offline conversions, finding that email led the way in Singapore, with 27% of conversions being driven by email, whilst text drove 57% of conversions in Indonesia. However, email was found to be the most popular way to receive marketing across all six countries, being the primary form of engagement with 34% of respondents. Chat apps were the least popular platform across Asia, with only 7%, most of which came from China and Thailand, reflecting the dominance of WeChat and Line. A survey from DHL has found that German online shoppers highly value brand transparency during the e-commerce ordering process. DHL found that 78% of shoppers wanted flexibility in choosing a delivery date and time, and more control over the delivery process as a whole. It was also revealed that 88% of users highly valued detailed and honest information from a brand after a purchase was completed, as well as during it. Whilst this involved order and shipping confirmation, it also included package information during transport. However, DHL said that 99% of respondents were currently happy with those services and that most e-commerce companies were already performing well in these areas. Rakuten has acquired a 100% stake in the Japanese fashion retailing app Frill. Whilst the value of the deal is undisclosed, Rakuten has bought the popular marketplace app at a time when Japan is seeing a surge in popularity of C2C buying due to mobile services such as Frill making transactions simpler. Frill, owned by Fabric, was the first app of its kind to be launched in the Japanese C2C market and has around 5 million total downloads. Meanwhile, Rakuten has recently closed several of its marketplaces outside of Japan and will now focus on taking on the market leader Mercari by combining Frill with its own C2C service Rakuma. Almost all of Malta's internet users are likely to use social media on a daily basis, a study has found. The research performed by Icon and the University of Malta shows that Facebook is the most popular network in the country, with 89% of users accessing it every day, followed by YouTube at 63%. It was also revealed that 56% of users were more likely to buy from brands they follow on Twitter. Social media plays a key role in the country for e-commerce, according to the director of Icon, who said that 67% of online users regularly refer to social media for information about products or services before making a purchase. He added that the high level of usage was a direct result of organizations in Malta being quick to adopt new digital technologies. And finally, Baidu is looking to Europe as its next target. Speaking to CNBC, CEO Robin Lee said that due to Google's domination in the search market, European countries are frustrated that they don't have enough choice. He added that whilst in the past US companies had dominated Western markets, the increased lack of choice added to China's growing market means that there are now opportunities for those Chinese companies to provide successful alternatives. This comes at a time when American giants Google and Apple are embroiled in EU scandals around antitrust and tax avoidance, respectively. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.